to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required. And you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2929 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 2929. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2.
Well, again, Mountain Home falls to Batesville tonight, 31-20, as we welcome you to the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home will head into a conference play next week as they go to Jonesboro with a record of 0-3. Batesville gets their first win of the season as they'll be heading into the 5A East with a record of 1-2. Let's go ahead and get our first our Dirty Jersey Award, and that was brought to you for Hustle. It's brought to you by Studio H and Kicks and Flips, offering dance, ballet, tap, jazz, hip-hop, tumbling, acrobatics, adult fitness classes, team spirit, dance, and cheer. Doesn't Brad say you usually like one of those?
Yes, things? I'm very good at gymnastics.
That's right.
I'm a proficient at that.
Oh, man. So we're going to have to give the Dirty Jersey Award to Isaac McKay this evening.
Isaac did a good job. You know, Junior Williams did a good job, too, but it starts with Isaac right there in the center making those reads. And Isaac had a couple big third-down carries and fourth-down carries for us there in the second half. So, you know, let's go with Isaac tonight.
And one of those plays is actually our impact play of the game, brought to you by AirVac Life Team, the best thing to happen on the worst day of your life. Make sure you're an AirVac member today. Isaac McKay had that 34-yard run in the early on in the third quarter.
Yes, he did. You know, the third quarter was a big quarter for us. We got a little momentum back, and we started that big long drive. And, you know, the second half was a different story. We kept the ball away from them a lot in the second half, and that's what you got to do. And, you know, that's what we'll have to do next week. Going to go to Jonesboro is try to keep the ball away from that potent offense.
And our drive of the game tonight brought to you by Strider Consulting. For all your surveying and engineering needs, contact Strider Consulting. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future. There is no question what drive we're going to go with. The drive that started at the 5-yard line late in the third quarter went 95 yards in 21 plays.
You couldn't draw it up. As a football coach, you couldn't draw up a better drive than that. Time consuming and kept the ball away from the offense, and boy, just punched it down the field. That was a thing of beauty.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with more in just a moment. Our final score tonight, Mountain Home falling to Batesville 31-20. You're listening to the Bombers postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you suffer chronic pain but don't know where to turn for help? Interventional pain management can help. Doctors Chapman, Kraft, and Tilley are pain management physicians specializing in non-surgical management of chronic pain. Whether you suffer neck pain, back pain, neuropathy, or arthritis pains, there is help out there. New patients are being accepted in Mountain Home and Harrison locations today. Call 508-5900 for more information.
Interventional Pain Management is a department of Baxter Regional Medical Center.
It's that time, ladies. Colorful fall leaves, pumpkin spice lattes, and fun fall arrivals at Studio West Boutique. Come in today and check out the newest selections from brands like Bobby, Nicole, and the fabulous Glider Fitness line. Are you ready for a cozy sweater with a pair of Just Black jeans? Our Just Blacks are now restocked and just in time for cooler weather. We still have great summer clearance items, too, so stop by before they're gone. Fall fashion is arriving now at Studio West Boutique, 714 South College in Mountain Home.
Are you nervous about being a little fish in a big pond, a giant campus full of unknowns? Maybe you should try the perfect college not too far away from the awesome lakes and rivers right here at home, ASU Mountain Home. The ASU MH Technical Center has hands-on, fascinating degree programs. Their transfer degrees will put you ahead of the game at half the cost. Be it business, healthcare, information technology, teaching, ASU MH has classes for you starting soon. Apply online at asumh.edu. Be a big fish in a little pond. ASU Mountain Home.
And we welcome you back to the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Again, Mountain Home coming off this 31-20 loss to the Pioneers of Batesville, so, and fall to 0-3 on the season. Right now, let's take a look at again, our scoring plays for tonight. Batesville got the scoring start about little less than halfway into the first quarter, a three-yard run by Jaden Ward, and then Mountain Home tied it back up on a 16-yard pass play from Isaac McKay to David Waymar. Another reason he got our Dirty Jersey Award. That was an excellent play to David Waymar, Bob.
Yes, it was. You know, for the first completion of the year, it was a good pass play. David did a great job of getting position to catch the ball and actually made a good catch and a good used every bit of his 6'7", 6'8" frame to get across the goal line.
And that so that tied the game up, but it was less than a minute later that Batesville took the lead back, a 59-yard run by that running back with a lot of speed, Cedric Hall, and to put him on top actually for the rest of the game, although it was a long time after a 2-yard run by Seth Salter in the second quarter, and then a field goal by Romero, long time before they would score again.
It was, you know, they did. Batesville did a good job in the first half of running the football, and we talked earlier about we had to stop the run. They came out and established the run, which set up a little, you know, the passing game that they used. But, you know, they did a good job of being patient and continued to run the football. And you know, it's just our job to be consistent and stopping the run. And we're just going to have to get better at that.
So again, that field goal by Romero with 4 seconds left in the third quarter, it was a long time before they scored after that. Junior Williams had a 3-yard run with about 4:43 left of the third quarter, and then Isaac McKay had an 8-yard run with that off that 95-yard drive that went 21 plays, and then Batesville put it out of reach with about 3:40 left of the game after the second touchdown run by Cedric Hall that went to 12 yards. Looking at our final stats, courtesy of Sonny Elliott, we appreciate his assistance this evening. And Batesville outgained Mountain Home in total offense only by 12 yards, 280 to 268.
You know, that was a surprise. When Sonny told me that, I was a little bit surprised. But when you get to think about it, you know, on that 95-yard drive and keeping the ball away from them, and, you know, we really outplayed them in the second half. We just need to play two halves like that.
Well, for Mountain Home, their rushing attack was led by Junior Williams with 22 carries for 131 yards. Isaac McKay got close to 100 yards rushing, 20 carries for 93 yards. So both excellent efforts tonight by both of them.
Boy, it was. And, you know, when you run the option, when you're a team like that, your quarterback and fullback, you know, they're going to be your leading ball carriers because they're going to get the majority of the touches. But they did a real good job of running the football, and, you know, and you can't run it without the offensive line. So they did a real good job of that also. And, you know, the coaches did a good job at halftime of coming back, making a few adjustments, opened up the running game in the second half, and made it a different ball game.
Rushing attack for Batesville, Mountain Home actually total was 49 carries for 268 yards. Batesville with 34 carries for 182 yards. Cedric Hall finished with 22 carries for 131 yards. Again, two touchdowns tonight. He's going to be tough for anyone to stop in the 5A East.
Well, he's going to have a lot of speed, and you know they're going to run up against some people, Wynn and people like that are going to be able to match their speed. So, you know, but boy, he's got that quickness, doesn't he?
Yes, he sure does.
He can run and dart and stop and cut on a dime.
So Mountain Home passing was 3 for 7 for 30 yards, and Batesville 7 of 16 for 98 yards. And so, again, Mountain Home falls to 0-3 on the season. One thing I think Bombers do have to be encouraged by is how well the offense played in the second half, because Jonesboro, they're really not known for their defense.
No, they're not known for their defense. You know, the Catholic had only scored, I think, 13 or 17 on them, maybe 19 last time I looked. But they're not known for the defense. If you look at the last 2 years' scores where we paid them, you know, we scored, 60 on them 1 year and 40 on them the next year, whatever. Mm-hmm. So they're not known for their defense, and they don't play real good defense against us. They're probably overlooking, but they're very potent offensively.
Yep. Yeah, they are. They are very potent. Randy Coleman, his offenses are always high powered.
Yes, they are. Then they'll put points on the board.
So again, Mountain Home falls to 0-3 to wrap up non-conference play. Batesville improves to 1-2 as they'll head into the 5A East. And Bob, thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Well, Matt, appreciate it. You know, it's so enjoyable to have a good partner. You know, I've been with Hallworth so long. The change was very enlightening and very enjoyable.
Yeah, absolutely. Brad, again, if you are listening, we hope you do get to feeling better.
Yes, we do, Brad. You know, you need to get back so you can make me look good again.
So thanks again, Bob.
You're welcome, Matt.
So again, Mountain Home falls to Batesville 31-20. Again, our next broadcast will be Friday night as Mountain Home begins at 6A East against Jonesboro. Kickoff will be at 7 o'clock. We will start, as we always do, at 5:30 with Arkansas High School Game Day. And join us tonight from 10 to midnight. Rex Nelson will be along for Pine Bluff Rising High School Scoreboard Show. Hope you'll join us for that. And that's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast. I want to thank Bob Bird for helping me out tonight, and also Sonny Elliott for the stats. And I want to thank my engineer, Tim Tibbs. And also, he's going to be back in just a moment to bring you the one more quick scoreboard, Class Kids 101.7 studio report, and give you some of the scores from around the state. So, again, Mountain Home falls to 31-20. Tim will be back with you in just a moment. You're listening to the Bombers postgame show on Class Kids 101.7.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Bank on checking that pays with the Integrity Club at Integrity First Bank. Get rewarded for everyday purchases and earn up to $80 annually in cash back. Call or stop by any of our 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations and learn about even more club benefits like everywhere cash savings, free estate planning review, and other benefits to protect your financial future, as well as convenient online and First mobile banking. Join the club, the Integrity Club, and bank on checking that pays with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
Do you know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 85 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our local community. Hi, I'm Captain Spaulding. The money we raise help people in the surrounding 5 counties, including Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izzard, and Fulton. You can help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. When it comes to this charity, the Salvation Army always helps those in our community.
And we are 4 minutes away from the 10 o'clock hour. We'll be going to the scoreboard show then. Right now, let's do the Classic Hits 101.7 scoreboard in studio report. And we're going to check some of these scores around the state. There's some monster scores to report. I'll try to go as fast as I can for you as we start looking. Starting with Bryant taking out Lake Hamilton 56-7. Other finals to report tonight, North Little Rock over Little Rock Parkview, 29-20. Conway beat Bentonville, 35-16. It was Springdale Harbor, 29, shutting out Jenkins, Oklahoma. Nothing there, big goose egg. Other final, Rogers over Missouri St. Louis, Normandy, 42-0. Other finals have Searcy beating Morrilton, 51-17. Pine Bluff over Fort Smith Northside, 14-7. It was El Dorado beating Magnolia, 51-28. Siloam Springs beat Van Buren, 35-21. It was Little Rock Christian over Harrison tonight. Final there, 48-41. That must have been a great game. Wynn beat BB tonight, 35-14. It was Greene County Tech over Kennett, Missouri, 48-26. Other finals have Prescott beating Hope, 48-3. It was Truman over Paragould, 42-20. Warren beat Watson Chapel, 20-12. It was Greenwood over Alma, 54-28. Maumel beat Little Rock Mills, 37-0. Shut them out tonight. Benton beat Greenbrier, 42-16. It was Dardanelle over Clarksville, 31-24. Boonville over Valonia, 35-14. It was Green Forest beating Berryville, 23-20. Pea Ridge over Farmington, 24-7. Heber Springs over Harding Academy, 35-15. Helena West Helena over Forest City, 46-16. Newport beating Lone Oak, 35-8. Brooklyn beat Manila tonight, 49-6. It was Stuttgart over DeWitt, 46-16. Osceola beat Pocahontas, 49-28. It was Charleston over Ozark, 42-28. Prairie Grove over West Fork, 40-6. A lot of big scores tonight. Shiloh Christian over Pottsville, 49-0. Shutout right there. It was Arkadelphia over Hot Springs, 49-0. It was Robinson over Baptist Prep, 65-0. McGee, 26. Crossett, 12. Checking for other finals. Real quick update. Let's see. Clinton over Central Arkansas Christian, 35-0. Melbourne over Salem, 36-21. It was Cedar Ridge over Midland, 40-6. Riverview over Bald Knob, 49-13. And scrolling down, see if we get any more new ones in. Any new ones in now? It seems still several games in action around state. It was Earl over Mountain View, 66-0. Shut out there. Batesville Southside over Cross County, 41-6. That's going to do it for our in-studio scoreboard show. Stay tuned for more scores from around the state here on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT Yellville Mountain Home.
The Pine Bluff Rising Friday Night High School Football Scoreboard Show. Presented by Pine Bluff Rising. There's a new spirit in Pine Bluff, and it's contagious. All scores from around the natural state.